आधार कार्ड सिर्फ सरकारी स्कीम्स जिसमें कि कोई सब्सिडी दी जाती है उसी में मांगा जा सकता है, और उसमें भी किसी भी व्यक्ति का अगर बायोमेट्रिक आइडेंटिफिकेशन फेल करता है तो सिर्फ उस आधार पर उसको उसका जो एंटाइटलमेंट है उस स्कीम में वो डिनाई नहीं किया जा सकता। थोड़ा सा विवाद इस पर हुआ कि ये कानून आधार एक्ट जो कि मनी बिल की तरह लाया गया था कि क्या इसको मनी बिल की तरह लाया जा सकता है कि नहीं, जिसमें मेजॉरिटी ने शायद ये बोला है कि हाँ उसको मनी बिल की तरह लाया जा सकता था, लेकिन ये भी बोला है कि मनी बिल की तरह कोई कानून लाया जा सकता है कि नहीं लाया जा सकता ये सिर्फ स्पीकर नहीं तय कर सकता और स्पीकर का डिसीजन कोर्ट में चैलेंज किया जा सकता है। लेकिन उसमें एक डिसेंटिंग ओपिनियन जस्टिस चंद्रचूड़ की है जिसमें उन्होंने बोला है कि ये आधार एक्ट मनी बिल की तरह नहीं लाया जा सकता था और इसलिए ये पूरा एक्ट वैसे भी अनकॉन्स्टिट्यूशनल है क्योंकि गलत तरीके से पास किया गया। तो ऑल इन ऑल ये एक बहुत ऐतिहासिक जजमेंट है जिसमें कि आम आदमी को बहुत रिलीफ मिलेगा। पहला रिलीफ तो ये कि इतने सारे ये प्राइवेट लोग आधार को इंसिस्ट कर रहे थे कि भाई आप आधार कार्ड दीजिए नहीं तो हम आपका बैंक अकाउंट नहीं खोलेंगे, आपका हम एडमिशन नहीं करेंगे, आपको मोबाइल सिम कार्ड नहीं देंगे, आपको हम ट्रैवल नहीं करने देंगे। इस सब को सुप्रीम कोर्ट ने साफ साफ कह दिया है कि कोई ऐसा नहीं मांग सकता और ऐसा मांगना बिल्कुल गैर संवैधानिक होगा। I think at least Justice Chandrachud has said that this data which has been collected has to be destroyed. I am not sure as to what the majority view on this is. So today the Supreme Court has passed another historic judgment on the Aadhaar Act. They have held several parts of the Aadhaar Act to be unconstitutional. In particular, they have said that no private company, whether it is a telecom company or a bank or a school or an airlines, can ask for Aadhaar Act as a condition for providing any services. They have also said that if biometric identification of a person fails, then he cannot be denied the benefit of any government scheme merely because his biometric identification has failed, if he can establish his identity otherwise. So this is a very major relief that citizens have got. There is some dispute between the judges about whether this Aadhaar Act could have been passed as a money bill. It was passed as a money bill. On this, while the majority view seems to be that yes, it could have been passed as a money bill, though they have also held that whether an act can be passed as a money bill or not is a justiciable issue which the court can decide. It can't be left to the speaker alone. But the minority judgment of Justice Chandrachud, he has delivered a very strong judgment saying that passing this act as a money bill was a fraud on the constitution because you have bypassed the Raj Sabha in the process of passing this act as a money bill. He has also said that all the data that has been collected by way of the Aadhaar card needs to be destroyed. However, exactly what the majority has said on this, I am not sure.
Sir, PAN के लिए आधार जरूरी होगा तो बैंक खाते में तो आधार नंबर अपने आप जुड़ जाएगा आप?
नहीं, देखिए PAN खाता तो सिर्फ उसके लिए होता है सरकार के इनकम टैक्स PAN कार्ड तो नहीं। PAN कार्ड आपकी कोई आइडेंटिटी मांग सकते हैं लेकिन आधार कार्ड नहीं मांग सकते आप।
Chandra Chur has dissented and in very strong words. The fact that he's not in majority, can it have the statements that he's making, the concerns that he has raised, will that have a bearing? Will the government now have to consider that as well? Or where does his dissent stand in this own judgment?
No, his dissent is a very important dissent, which makes a very strong case. Firstly, on the fraud that was perpetrated by passing this act as a money bill and thereby bypassing the Raj Sabha, though the majority may not have agreed with him, but it's a very but the majority also said that yes, whether an act is a money bill can be passed as a money bill or not, just the Lok Sabha speaker's decision on that is not decisive. That can be challenged in every case in a court of law, and the court will have to decide whether the act has any relationship to the Consolidated Fund of India or not. So therefore, the dissent will have serious and strong resonance on issues of privacy, on issues of liberty, which are raging in this country. And in any case, even the majority judgment is a very important and strong judgment, giving major relief to people who had been complaining about using Aadhaar for anything and everything, collecting all your information about everything through this Aadhaar and thereby violating your privacy.
अगर आपको हमारा यह वीडियो पसंद आए तो शेयर कीजिए. अगर यह वीडियो आप फेसबुक पर देख रहे हैं तो आप हमें लाइक कर सकते हैं, ट्विटर पर हमें फॉलो कर सकते हैं और यूट्यूब पर हमें सब्सक्राइब कीजिए.